And while we're talking about the future of education, let's talk about the teachers of the future and the training they will get. Are teachers being trained the way they should be? Francesca Forzani is Deputy Director of Teaching Works at the University of Michigan. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what kind of training are teachers required to have in the U.S. today before they actually start teaching? And does it vary from state to state?
It does vary from state to state. For the most part, teachers are required to have some training in the subject they're going to teach and some kind of training in the practice of teaching and a little bit generally in what is known as education foundations, including education psychology.
And when training a teacher, what are the kinds of things that they would learn, let's say just about teaching in general, not about the subject matter?
Well, again, it varies. In a lot of programs, teachers tend to get a lot of opportunity to study teaching from a kind of outsider's perspective, kind of the problems of schools, the challenges that students face, a little bit about the history of teaching. What we worry about at Teaching Works is the extent to which they learn to actually do teaching, to practice the work that actual teachers get to do to the point of competence.
Why do you worry about that?
Well, for decades in the United States, most people who prepare to become teachers have not had a whole lot of opportunity to practice the actual work with close coaching and feedback. So there's been a little bit of shift more in the direction of more practice-focused training in the past 10 years or so, but it still is, I think, a pretty significant gap in teachers' training. It's a very odd gap because what would you learn to do when you're learning to become a teacher but teach? But the fact is that a lot of people actually don't learn to teach or don't learn it as well as we would want them to.
They're not able to spend time in actual classrooms and just have somebody give them feedback.
Most people learning to teach do spend time in actual classrooms, but there's a real difference between sitting in the back of a classroom and watching what's happening or even interacting with kids and actually learning to teach. So you can imagine sitting in an operating theater and watching a surgery happen. That does not mean you actually know how to do the surgery yourself. So there's a far cry from just being in a classroom to learning how to do the work of teaching. People don't learn by osmosis.
You were a high school English teacher for 4 years in Mississippi with Teach for America. Did you know a lot before you went into that experience, or is that where you learned, or how much training did you have?
Well, Teach for America back in 1998 when I joined was in a very different place than it is now. I had 5 weeks of training, which I don't think was adequate, and I don't think anybody at Teach for America thought it was adequate either. I learned the basics, but I didn't learn enough. I learned quite a bit more once I got in the classroom, which was not very fair to my students.
Well, that's kind of a conundrum, though, isn't it? That it's not fair to your students to have you learning by actually doing it, but at the same time, as you say, actually doing it is one of the best ways to learn.
It is, but it's not so much of a conundrum when you think that there are ways of supporting people and supervising people in a classroom. So I don't mean that prospective teachers shouldn't get in the classroom. They absolutely should. There's no other way to really learn how to teach but to be in there doing it. But they should have appropriate experiences outside of a K-12 classroom before they get in the classroom and chances to practice what they're doing in simulated situations with their peers and then probably in situations with small groups of kids and with an experienced teacher watching what they're doing before they really assume full responsibility for a classroom.
So when you look at the problems that exist in our education system in this country, and we see the statistics that show the U.S. in some cases falling behind other places in the world, how much of that do you think has to do with the training of the teachers?
Well, it's obviously a very complex problem with a lot of factors influencing what happens to a kid and how much a child learns and learns to do. But I think the evidence is pretty clear that quality teaching is one of the most significant factors. I think it's a big problem that there's no national standard for teacher training. It's quite true that children and communities vary significantly across the United States, but the work that goes into teaching all different kinds of kids is really not that different from one place to the next. So I see no reason why we can't come to some minimal amount of agreement about what teachers need to be able to do in the classroom, whether they are in urban California or a rural community in Mississippi.
That's Francesca Forzani, who is Deputy Director of Teaching Works at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And again, you can hear our entire education series at our website, hereandnow.org, and you can weigh in there as well with your thoughts.